756 Bear Country 95.3. Mick is here from Montague Webworks. Hey, Mick, you want to go online, buddy?
What up?
Hey.
Sure. Why
yes,
not?
Yes.
So a bunch of things to talk about. Of course, tonight being the first night of the World Series.
Well, here we go, Mick.
Red Sox Nation.
And
it is at Fenway Park.
Right.
809.
Yep.
Against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yes.
Who used to be in Brooklyn. The Bums.
Way back when.
Left. That happened before I was born, but I still feel the pain.
You left after the Dodgers left, right?
No, they left before I was born.
Oh, okay, all right.
That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, I know. But people and their memories, you know.
Yeah. My prenatal form, I guess. Anyway, you can go to MLB.com and learn more about all that. But I want to talk about, because everyone's talking about that, I want to talk about something that I love very much, which is the Greenfield Farmers Market. And this Saturday is the last one. Outside in front of Town Hall.
Oh, that's when they...
They go to the inside the...
They close off that little side street there.
Yeah, Court Square, I think it is.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, that little triangle there next to the Commons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. It goes from April 29th through the last Saturday in October, which is this Saturday.
Okay.
And I tell you what, some of the cheese is there, and you got two bread vendors, and you even have hot pepper jelly and all the plants. It's just, you go in there, and you come back with a full breakfast of awesomeness.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to go there Saturday and just stock up for the entire winter and
probably,
put it all in the freezer, hope it lasts?
Yeah, probably buy some, like four breads, a bunch of cheese. You can't really cheese freeze, because then you get cheese freeze. We'll get a bunch.
I don't think you can freeze cheese.
But the hot pepper jelly and all that stuff. So it's wonderful stuff.
Jelly.
We love it. And they got music there sometimes. They got the guy with the tuba, which is kind of fun.
Really? A guy with the tuba?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think Kevin from, another Kevin, hey, from Turner's. He's the tuba man. Yeah, if there's a tuba anywhere, that's him.
Greenfield Farmer's Market. Excellent.
He's cornered the market on tuba.
Okay, so do they update their website all year long? Or?
Yes, they do, and we didn't even mention it. So it's pretty obvious. It's greenfieldfarmersmarket.com.
Got it.
Yep. So you have the schedule right there. They've got a list of the vendors, events that are happening. Talk about if you have SNAP or HIP, then you can use that there. They got recipes, and it's a cool site. And there it is. It's pretty simple, but it gets the job done.
Take advantage this Saturday before they go away for the wintertime. Hibernate just like some others.
Well, they do it once a month at the, I guess it's the gym in the high school.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Once a month.
Okay.
So the winter, but that's only once a month. So this is every Saturday. Mm-hmm. So this is the last one. So I urge you, if you haven't done it, walk or drive or take mass transit, I guess, if you live on a line somewhere. And it goes from 8 until 12:30 this Saturday. It's definitely worth the trip.
All right. Very good. Mick is from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks is on our 30% off store. Bear Country website is bear953.com. Mick creates websites. And you can get your website created at a 30% discount, right, Mick? What's so funny over there? Did you get a message?
A message that said, "Hi, haha, are you on the radio right now?" "Yes, Casey, I am." It's probably blowing her mind. "Stop texting me. Told you not to text me at this number." Yeah, Save 30 store. If you buy those certificates, you just walk right into our new offices down at the Energy Park and say, "Here, Mick," and I'll do whatever you need.
Yeah, there you go. The new website from Montague Webworks, and the link for the 30% off store is at bear953.com. Mick, be well, okay, bud?
Okay, you too.
All right,
go Socks.
Oh, enough. Blake Shelton, and then the news on Bear Country 95.3.